and that you will faithfully discharge, according to law, the duties of the office of governor to the best of your abilities, so help you God.
I most assuredly do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Connecticut Supreme Court Justice Andrew McDonald administered the oath of office to a gleeful Malloy. During a State of the State address, Malloy proposed widening Interstate 95 and fixing its entrance and exit ramps. He also told lawmakers that building new rail stations, expanding bus service, and creating a locked box in which money could only be used for transportation are part of the state's new approach.
Until that legislation is passed and signed, I will veto any attempt to levy additional sources of new revenue for transportation.
Malloy says deficient or congested roads and bridges cost Connecticut drivers $4.2 billion each year through lost time and wasted fuel.
A state where we can attract new businesses because our highways and rail networks can deliver goods efficiently without delay, and a state where our children want to stay and raise new generations because they have a choice to live and work with a car or without one. A state with three vibrant deep water ports exporting more and more goods made right here in Connecticut. And a state with an international airport that serves as a hub for transportation across America and around the globe.
The Democrat did note what he sees as positive actions toward widening Interstate 84 in Waterbury, replacing the Walk Bridge in Norwalk, and adding new tracks between New Haven and Hartford. And although transportation funding is up 65% over the past 4 years, Malloy says it's not enough.
Let it be a down payment on the kind of state we want to leave for future generations. Let it be a promise that Connecticut's 88th governor and the 2015 General Assembly were planning ahead, planning for our children and our children's children, so that it was their interest that came first in our minds and first in our hearts.
The state's $567 million 9.4-mile bus-only roadway between Hartford and New Britain is expected to begin operating in late March. The CT Fast Track project includes 11 stations in New Britain, Newington, West Hartford, and Hartford, with buses running every 3 to 6 minutes during peak commuting hours. Facing a nearly $32 million deficit, Malloy says the budget he presents next month will include first steps for his transportation vision. Along with other constitutional officers, Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman was sworn in Wednesday. Welcoming those in the Senate chamber, Wyman mentioned the presence of State Senator Andrew Maynard.
I want to take a moment to welcome back Andy Maynard, a true fighter, and it's great to have you back, Andy. God bless you.
Earlier in the day, the Stonington Democrats' surprise return to the General Assembly after suffering a head injury in a fall outside his home in July brought fellow lawmakers to their feet for a rousing and sustained applause. Without campaigning, Maynard was reelected in November. Audio courtesy of Connecticut Network. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.